For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. School is back in session this week, and for many suburban students, that likely means attending one of the six new municipal school districts. Oliver Morrison with Chalkbeat Tennessee looks into the challenges that one of those districts is now facing.
Millington is a little different than the other suburbs in Shelby County. It's poorer and more diverse, which means its schools had much in common with Shelby County schools, a system the city didn't want to be part of. David Roper, the new superintendent, explains why Millington wanted its own school district.
A lot of folks in Millington felt like, for whatever reason, they kind of got what I call the short end of the stick as far as resources that were allocated from Shelby County schools.
Starting a brand new district was not without hurdles. The main ones involve resources. Roper says he's held back on hiring central office staff, which has caused problems. Here's board member Mary Cannon at Monday's meeting.
I have called as late as 9:30 at night to talk to one of them and found they were still in the office working, including Saturday and Sunday. So I personally feel very strong that the help is needed.
Other hurdles. Millington lost 3 out of 4 principals this year. It doesn't have a Twitter account and was the last new district to join Facebook. One parent wondered why Millington didn't start the year with a celebration day, like the other districts. Board Chairman Greg Ritter says he'd rather spend money on students than administration.
Every dollar that we take out of our budget and put it in central office, then that's a dollar that I don't have for instruction.
Like other districts, Millington is competing to enroll students. The more they enroll, the more money they get from the state. But boundary changes and paperwork have not been easy for some parents. After the new district borders were drawn, Millington High School student Brianna Freeman found herself assigned to a different school. Her mother, Pamela, said this added one more task to do.
She's been going to this school her whole life, you know, either Millington High or Millington Middle or Millington Elementary. I thought it was stupid, the whole thing.
Pamela had to get a special letter for her daughter saying,
"Your out-of-district transfer for Brianna Freeman to attend Millington Central High School has been approved."
She'll now also have to drive her daughter to school every day because the district doesn't have transportation for out-of-district students. Other parents, like Patricia Lurie, are willing to make the drive. She thinks Millington schools will be better than Shelby County schools. Her daughter could take a bus to Bolton High, her assigned school, but it's farther away than Millington. And there's one more thing Lurie likes.
It's good to be in a place where it's multicultural. It's really, really diverse. So that's what we was looking for.
Millington is Shelby County's only district that is about half black and half white. It also has the highest percentage of Hispanics. For the new school board, the real challenge is raising academic standards. Among the new districts, Millington's 4 schools have the lowest combined test scores. But for parents such as David Lee, test scores and district boundaries are grown-up problems.
Because he wants to go to prom.
Lee says that's what's on his son Garrett's mind as he leaves homeschooling behind.
That's what he told us. No, he just wants to get the socialization in high school.
Lee says he feels more comfortable sending Garrett to public school now that Millington has its own district. For WKNO News in Millington, I'm Oliver Morrison.
Oliver Morrison comes to us from Chalkbeat. You can read his articles at tn.chalkbeat.org.